This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Operation Sindoor is not just a military mission, but the face of a changing India that reflects the country's resolve, courage, and growing strength on the global stage. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani, Mr. Modi praised the valor displayed by the armed forces during Operation Sindoor and lauded the precision and accuracy with which they destroy the terrorist hideouts across the border.
ऑपरेशन सिंदूर ने दुनिया भर में आतंक के खिलाफ लड़ाई को नया विश्वास और उत्साह दिया है। ऑपरेशन सिंदूर सिर्फ एक सैन्य मिशन नहीं है, ये हमारे संकल्प, साहस और बदलते भारत की तस्वीर है। और इस तस्वीर ने पूरे देश को देशभक्ति के भावों से भर दिया है, तिरंगे में रंग दिया है।
The Prime Minister stressed that Indian soldiers destroyed terror bases through indomitable courage with weapons, equipment and technology made in India. Mr. Modi credited the hard work of engineers and technicians for this victory. In the episode of Mann Ki Baat, the Prime Minister lauded the progress in Maoist-affected areas, saying that the arrival of the first bus service in Katehari village of Gadchiroli in Maharashtra and the rise of education in Dantewada district of Chhattisgarh reflects the restoration of peace and success of collective efforts to fight Maoism. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects worth around 24,000 crore rupees in Dahoh, Gujarat today. During his two-day visit to Gujarat, Mr. Modi will dedicate the Dahoh locomotive manufacturing plant to the nation. Our correspondent reports that the workshop will produce 1,200 electric freight locomotives in the next 11 years. Union Home Minister Amit Shah is on a three-day visit to Maharashtra from today. Mr. Shah will visit Nagpur today morning and will lay the foundation stone of Sasti Nivas at the National Cancer Institute in Jamta. The minister will also lay the foundation stone of the National Forensic Science University, NFSU, Nagpur campus at Chicholi in Kamti block of Nagpur district in the afternoon. The government and police missionary have geared up for the visit of the Home Minister to Nagpur. After Nagpur, Mr. Shah will attend various programs in Nanded today. The Home Minister will be visiting the capital city, Mumbai, on May 27th, and various programs will be held in his presence. The Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship will convene the 38th meeting of the Central Apprenticeship Council, CAC, today at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi. In a statement, the ministry said that the council reconstituted in October 2024 under the chairmanship of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship Minister Jayant Chaudhary plays a pivotal role in advising the government on key policies related to apprenticeship training across the country. Ahead of the meeting, Mr. Chaudhary stated that the future of apprenticeship lies at the intersection of education, technology and opportunity. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Karnataka, Kerala, Tamil Nadu and Puducherry today. Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Konkan, Goa and Maharashtra can also witness rainfall today. The weather agency has further predicted thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds over Delhi, Andhra Pradesh, Gujarat, Haryana, Chandigarh, Himachal Pradesh, Jharkhand, Punjab and Rajasthan during the next 2 days. In cricket, IPL T20 cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Kolkata Knight Riders. And that's the end of this news bulletin.